Now, talking about fantastic music, it's coming up to 11:30 and I'm joined in the studio by Chris Howard, who is the lead vocalist, guitarist, keyboards and Colin Batters, rhythm guitar, vocals and harmonica, who are the guys that make up the Croqued Monsieurs. Thank you very much. Now, we've had to separate the guys in the studio because there's a big gap between you because I don't want you fighting, okay? Because I know what you bands are like. Now, you're here to talk about Bordering the Train Line, which is a new album you've got coming out. But before we talk about the album, when did you first sort of get interested in music and start playing instruments? How old were you, roughly?
I was... started getting interested in playing instruments around about 7 and 8.
And was that a family? Is it a family influence or just something you got involved in because of school? Or
yeah, school really. School was the start of it, and then progressed from there. And then had a little gap, and then went back to it.
And what about yourself?
Yeah, it's probably a bit later than that. Probably around 12 years old, something like that.
Yeah,
it was probably the influence was probably the Fab Four, the Beatles from Liverpool, you know, that sort of thing. You know?
So is that the kind of music you grew up? You kind of grew up with?
Yeah.
And did you get like you're multi instrumentalists? So
yeah.
Well, that sounds really cool.
We can't afford anybody else.
Nobody else wants to play with us.
So you've got your different influences. So you're saying sort of like the Beatles were kind of important when you were growing up.
Yeah, I think so. And then they're sort of an inspiration to pick up an instrument.
Yeah.
And then go from there, really.
And what about yourself?
Elvis, early Elvis.
Yeah.
Rock and roll, rockabilly.
Uh-huh.
I knew somebody's going to have to do that. What do you remember the guys? Because I don't know how long, we'll find out how long you've known each other. But when you first started writing original music, do you remember the very first song that you wrote? And can you remember the name of it?
Yeah. It was, He Said, She Said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is it about a girl from school, would it be at all?
No. Much later than that.
Oh, right, okay. So were you sort of a teenager when you wrote that?
No, I was...
That's us, isn't it?
That's us. That's us. That's us writing together.
Right. Oh, right. No, the first song you ever wrote yourself.
I tended to write poetry more as a child.
Yeah.
Mostly poetry rather than songs.
Yeah.
Because I was never that great on the guitar when I was young, so...
Yeah. And what about you?
Yeah, my first song and recording still haunts me a bit because of that. I went into the studio, I didn't realise what overdubbing was or double tracking, you know. So when they said, okay, go and put harmony on, I'm thinking, you know, what happens there, you know.
Yeah.
So it was called Love is Strange, which turned out to be true.
Very true.
I still got the what do they call it? The disc?
The acetate.
No, the acetate.
The 78.
Yeah.
There's people at the game. What? Hey, what's that? We don't understand.
I haven't got the record player, though. You know,
the gramophone.
Gramophone.
How mean. So when did you guys actually get together? So you've obviously played in different bands over the years, and then you kind of met up. How long have you actually known each other?
I think we've known each other about 20 years now. But we sort of started writing about 5 years ago. Four or five years ago.
Yeah.
We were in a band and we just started writing and the chemistry was there.
Mm.
It was just easy.
Yeah.
And we complement each other in different ways. So I think, it's been great.
Now, we're going to hear a track and then we're going to come back and talk about the industry at the moment. And I know looking at your website, I was having a little chuckle when I was reading earlier a couple of little bits you said on there. So we'll be covering that as well. So the first track we're going to play is Somebody Else's Girl.
It's like most songs, relationship-based. And it's just the question and answer thing, the girl responding to the breakdown of the relationship, that sort of thing. You know, the guy making excuses.
Yeah, do we do?
Yeah, there we go.
Somebody else's girl. Somebody else's.
That is the Croque Monsieur's. And who was that singing on the vocals?
It was me.
Well, with a very high voice. Who was the lady?
Well, it wasn't.
There we go.
That was Danielle Wills.
Oh, lovely. Lovely, nice, yeah. lovely little answering back.
And we did on that song, I don't know if you noticed, but we let the girl have the white last word. So,
all right. Yeah. Well, that's always a good thing, really. It's always a good thing. Now, if you look at the website, and if you go to all the W's, thecroquemonsieurs.com, targeting a more mature audience, with the hope you build a following.
So we feel that the stuff we have is more akin to someone who's slightly more mature and been around a bit.
Yeah.
Like us.
Don't look at me when you say it like that.
I was trying.
How rude.
Yeah.
How rude.
We're trying to look around. Yes.
It's very small studio.
Somebody's been around. Did you hear that, Harry? Somebody's been around a bit. That's lovely, isn't it? That's cheered me right up. Scott Ross will be rolling in his grave. Now, although he is technically still alive. Gigs, what do you enjoy?
Yeah, well, I think when we play together, we like it to be fun. So it's important, whatever we do, it's fun. I think the album's got a good fun feel to it.
Mm.
You know, even the more melancholy tracks. And that sort of. I've done quite a lot.
Yeah.
Had a sort of publishing deal on various things. You know? But it's never felt like this. Feels right.
Must be love.
You're not looking at each other when you say that, no.
No.
He won't look you in the eyes as you say that. You know that, don't you? Yeah. Hopefully, when you come in again, hopefully we'll get you in the studio.
Yeah.
Do some. I did say
happy
you're playing.
To do that. Happy
you come in and do some live. Be great. How's the album sell?
Well, what we're planning is a couple of showcase gigs are probably going to be around October.
Yeah.
In town in London, so. The gigs are limited at the moment because we've been putting all our time into this.
Yeah.
You know, the album took about a year to record and write and record. So, so that'll be coming up. And, anything you want to add on that?
No, it's pretty much as it is. Mm-hmm. You know, the album's been the focus for the last 18 months, probably.
Yeah.
In fairness. Yeah.
And have you got any video as well? Are you doing a little video? Or have you done the videos yet?
Videos are in the pipeline.
Yeah.
Still a couple to do, so...
Now we're going to play another track from the album, which is Bordering the Train Line.
Yeah, we thought we'd give the audience, you know, value for money.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Have you put any secret tracks on there so it could, like, play, you know?
We considered it, but we didn't.
All right.
There's no bonus tracks.
They're all a bonus.
Now, we're going to play a song called Picture of You. Tell us about the song and tell us about the lyrics.
Okay, well, this is a song I came up with just as we were... sort of finishing the album, so we just got it on the album in time, and it's it's just about again a relationship, but it's about the being
the happy
places.
Side of it,
missing
someone.
Yeah.
You finish off your words, do you know that?
Yeah, we married
you spend
a long time.
You spend too much time together.
Songs are quite catchy anyway.
Mm.
You know, we that sort of stuff we write, so it's melodic and I think so. Yeah,
I think I was joining in.
We try to hook people.
Yeah,
we did notice you were swaying.
Yeah. I like to see the thing is some people talk when they're off it when they're listening to music, but I like to listen. You see, so I sit here and listen. Yeah, I do.
No, I totally agree.
I want to talk over the stuff. You've been writing music and you come in to play your album. I'm not going to talk over the top of it while it's playing.
Thank you. Rude. Thank you.
He said, would you like another biscuit? I just saw a warning on the TV for diabetes, actually, but if anybody wants a biscuit in the studio, please have one.
I won't while I'm talking.
What did you record to? Was it sort of, is it all digital, or did you go on tape? Yeah. And did you used to record a tape back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
And what do you prefer, do you think?
Well, I thought it was. I preferred the old days, but once we actually did this, it was really great.
Yeah,
it was really great. So,
So, is it all kind of using sort of Pro Tools sort of
Pro
stuff?
Tools. And it's, yeah.
Because it makes things a lot quicker, doesn't it? Sort of like chopping bits in.
It does.
So, how many months or how many weeks did it take to actually go in once you've got the songs and you've rehearsed them? How long does it take to put the album together?
It's probably about around a year, maybe a bit more, slightly. You know. That's from writing the first song all the way to finishing it. So it was we were writing while we were recording. So it was good. It was a busy
good journey.
Year. Yeah, good journey. Very good
journey.
Do you have to sometimes, when you're playing a song, do you have to sometimes you listen to it and you get so involved in it that you have to walk away? And do you actually produce everything yourself, or do you have somebody else to have a listen to kind of do the stuff for you?
We were lucky enough to have a really fantastic engineer, but I think we prepare well and we don't settle for anything other than what we're really happy with. So, and we'll record it and then we'll go away and come back and listen to it. So,
what song out of all the songs you've ever heard, original songs, not your original ones, do you wish that you'd have written?
Oh, that's tricky.
If there's one song you think, damn, I wish that was my song.
In terms of finance or
No, you should say artistic creativity and finance as well.
No,
so which one?
There's just too many.
Yeah?
There's just too many.
Would it be a Beatles, do you think?
Not necessarily. I think there's so much great music, whether it's pop or musicals or anything, absolutely anything. For me, it's too difficult.
And what about yourself?
For me, it'd be something like That's All Right Mama or Johnny Be Good or something like that.
Yeah.
Something that really kicked it all off, you know.
Yeah. Well, you could start that rumour now if you like.
I'm old enough.
No, you're not. Surely you're not.
Oh, no, trust me.
No, you're fine.
Botox is a wonderful thing.
She says not moving her face. No, I'm talking about me, not you.
Hello.
Now, if people want to find out more, you do have your website, which is all the W's. Where are we going? Here we go. You know, you should know this. TheCroctMonsieurs.com.
That's correct.
You're also on Twitter at?
At TheCroct, capital T, capital C.
And where are you playing your next gigs? What's coming up for you this year? Are you doing any festivals?
It'll be the London gigs, the showcase gigs, and it'll be around October, but it's still being confirmed.
And is that going to be a full band set up?
Full band.
So you're starting to do rehearsals, August sort of time, getting the band together?
Yeah, around that time, yeah.
Lead tambourine player, let me know.
We'll do, yeah. Always lead
you don't have to mic me up, I can stand in the corner, I'm quite happy. What is it about when you say lead singer says, I like to play tambourine, that they kind of go, no, it's really fine. Now, who plays the harmonica?
I do.
I wish you'd brought the harmonica in.
I play really badly.
No,
but he does it exceedingly well. Exceedingly.
It's just one of those instruments. From watching like Stevie Wonder, that I just think it looks easy, but I know it's incredibly difficult. Did you sort of pick that up from being younger, or is that something?
That was one of the first things I started playing.
Yeah.
I can't remember where I got one from. There was one looking around the house, I think. I just picked it up and started blowing it and found out I could make a noise. Which was great because it annoyed my mum. And then, from there, I just found I could actually play. I think Happy Birthday was the first thing I learned to play. Like that. And then just progressed from there, really.
Oh, I wish you. Next time you come in, you must bring that.
Okay.
And,
I haven't got the original.
Eh?
I haven't got the original.
No, was it made of paper and comb or something? You're going to say,
The tin's involved, but it was pretty cheap.
It's been lovely to meet you guys. We're going to play another track from the album, and this one is called Postcard. Don't forget, it's 13 songs on this album. You will be able to. Can they download it or get the copy of it now or before, or is it got to wait till sort of later in the year?
No, it's available on all download sites and Spotify and SoundCloud and everywhere like that, and physical CDs will be available from the website hopefully by the weekend. I had some issues with the website, so haven't got it set up yet, but it will be available on the website as well.
So do check them out online. As I said, you've got 13 songs on here. Lovely bit of really good production, really lovely looking album as well. I love the pictures on the front with you guys.
Thank you.
Very, very good. Whoever, who did those for you?
We sort of directed them ourselves, really.
What, with a selfie stick? That's a long selfie stick.
First of all, we made sure there wasn't any trains coming.
Yes, that
as children, don't play on railways.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, don't play on railways. Chris Howard and Colin Batters, thanks for coming in today. If you do want to find out more, go to the website, all the W's, thecrocmonsieurs.com. And we're going to finish on a track which is called Postcards. Quickly tell us about what this is about.
Do you want to have a go with
this? This was our third single, which we released last year. We've re-recorded it for the album. It's just a happy, feel-good summer song, really.
Excellent. Is it better than having a miserable song?
Yeah, exactly.
I feel.
Yeah.
Although sometimes you write better songs when you're feeling rubbish. I was going to say the worst word I could say on radio then. You're not allowed to say that. So I'm going to save myself. So thank you very much, guys. We're going to finish with a fantastic song. Here is Postcards.